This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, those who submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while they are muhsins, while they are displaying the quality of ihsan, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, they will have the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a surprise. Allah didn't mention the reward here. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There will be no fear concerning them. Total peace. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and no sadness shall touch them, insha'Allah ta'ala. But what are the conditions here? Islam and ihsan. To submit yourself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that includes obedience to His instructions in the Quran and following the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there is an extra quality here, and that is ihsan, to display that beautiful quality. Now, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ihsan was defined in this famous narration when Jibreel alayhi salam came asking him questions about Islam, Iman and ihsan. He responded by saying that ihsan is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. But if you don't, and of course we will never be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, know for certain that He sees you, He's overwatching you. So when we pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that perspective, we develop this quality that we're not praying to be seen by men, to be praised by others. Rather, what matters the most is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sees us from above the seven heavens. Allahu Akbar. When they talk to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu wa arda, asking him about ihsan, he said ihsan is to give those who withheld from you, Allahu Akbar, and to forgive those who wronged you, and to connect or to get in touch with those who cut ties with you. These are the qualities of a person who display ihsan in his daily lives. To forgive those who wronged you, doesn't matter. You don't want to stand and line up on the day of judgment because you have quarreled with someone and you didn't forgive him while you were alive here in this dunya. Subhanallah, why will you be lining up? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring both of you to judge who was right and who was wrong, to reward those who were patient and to perhaps punish those who were wrong. So will you want to wait, you know, for that long before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring you together? وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَجْتَمِعُ الْخُصُومِ. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have, you know, died in their quarreling, those who died without forgiving each other, they will gather before Allah on the day of judgment. Nothing will be forgotten, subhanallah al-azim. So let go while you are alive and forgive those who wronged you, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the reward, inshallah. And to give those who withheld from you, those who once refused to help you for any reasons, and now subhanallah al-azim, they needed you, be the first to support them. Be like Yusuf alayhi salam, who was thrown in jail for over 9 years according to the scholars, but when they needed him, and he was thrown in jail unjustly, subhanallah, but when they needed him, he was the first to help them and interpret the dream and giving them and gave them the solution to their problems. And subhanallah, to connect with those who cut ties with you. How many times, my brothers and sisters, we hear stories of relatives who have cut ties with one another because of trivial problems, or because of inheritance, or because of a word or a slip of a tongue here and there. And as a result, family members, uncles and cousins will not be talking to each other for years, subhanallah al-azim. Many Ramadans and many Eids and many occasions will pass by and they are still in their pride, not being able to release that tension and that grudges, subhanallah al-azim. So let go, that's the quality of ihsan. Otherwise, fear will be part of your life. Huzn, sadness will be part of your life. But once you establish this quality, inshallah ta'ala, to the best of your ability, then فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear will ever touch you and no grief shall be part of your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ihsan. Even some of the scholars define justice and ihsan, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to establish adl, justice, and ihsan. So some scholars, they define adl and ihsan to show you the extra quality and subhanAllah, the beauty of ihsan, which is far superior to adl or to justice. They say adl, justice, is to take what's due to you, your rights, you take it, and to give what is required of you. That's adl. But ihsan is to give more than what's required of you and to take even less. You wouldn't care because you're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's ihsan. So let's inshallah practice ihsan in the coming few days. Let's give calls to our relatives. Let's give those who are in need. And let's inshallah ta'ala forgive those who have wronged us in the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our days with happiness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us with that quality of Al-Amn, Al-Salam, Peace. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.